那么今天我给大家讲一个讲一下有关圣诞节的起源。那么大家都知道，圣诞节一到啊，装饰圣诞树，送圣诞礼物，准备圣诞袜。我们都知道有一个白胡子的圣诞老人会送从烟囱里面爬进来送我们礼物，但是我们从来也不知道这个真正的起源到底是什么。我们只是一味的就是跟随着啊这个大家的这个步伐啊，一直在这么盲目的过着，但是我们永远不知道为什么圣诞节会有这么一些活动。那么今天呢，我给大家讲一讲 The Origin of the Christmas Tree， 希望大家喜欢。Why do people think that Christmas is wonderful? It is certainly wonderful to me. I trusted what my parents told me. I had no reason to doubt them. They were merely teaching me what their parents had taught them. I never questioned the true origin of Christmas. Most never reflect on why they believe that, what they believe or do what they do. We live in a world filled with customs.But few ever seek to understand their origin. We generally accept them without question. Most people basically do what everyone else does because it is easy and natural. Let's carefully examine the roots of Christmas. Let's look at why people follow the customs associated with it. Why is it kept on December 25th? Did the early New Testament church keep it? This booklet...is filled with facts from history that, when placed together, paint a complete picture. Let's avoid all assumptions and only accept what can be proven. The origin of the Christmas tree. No booklet about Christmas is complete without some explanation of the Christmas tree. We have touched on it without directly focusing on it.The modern Christmas tree originated in Germany, but this Germans got it from the Romans, who got it from the Babylonians and the Egyptians. The following demonstrates what the Babylonian believes about the origin of the Christmas tree. An old Babylonish fable told of an evergreen tree which sprang out of a dead tree stump. The old stump symbolized the dead Nimrod.The new evergreen tree symbolized that Nimrod had come to life again in Tammuz. Among the Jews, the oak was sacred. Among the Egyptian, it was the palm. And in Rome, it was the fire, which was decorated with red berries during the Saturnalia. The Christmas tree is from Egypt, and its origin dates from a period long anterior to the Christian era. Did you know this?That the Christmas tree long preceded Christianity. Most aspects of Christmas are not referred to in the Bible. Of course, the reason is that they're not from God. They're not part of the way He wants people to worship Him. The Christmas tree, however, is directly mentioned in Bible. Turn to Jeremiah 10. Thus says the Lord,Learn not the way of the heathen, for the customs of the people are vain. For one cuts a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman, with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it moves on. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not.They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. This plain description of the modern Christmas tree is clear. God directly refers to it as the way of the heathen. Just as directly...He commands His people to learn not the way of the heathens, calling these customs vain. Verse 23 as a remarkable and powerful statement. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, It is not a man that walks to direct his own steps. God must teach people how to live. Man simply cannot figure out God's way for himself. There is no room in Jeremiah 10 to believe, as some have tried to suggest, that because these trees are powerless of themselves, it is not really forbidden to have a Christmas tree. God condemns the putting up of pagan trees with this plain Bible command.
好了，那么给大家读完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？哈，什么意思呢？哈，这首先说了一段，就是说每年过了感恩节以后呢，大部分人的想法就是，哎呀，到了这个，终于到圣诞节了，是时候呢 ，It's time we professing Christians are supposed to focus on Jesus Christ。
是时候呢，那些专业的这些基督教徒们呢，该集中注意力啊，去这个拜一拜这个 Jesus Christ 啊，耶稣了啊。
After all, it's the Christmas season。
无论怎么说呢，这是啊，这是要纪念这个耶稣的一个季节 ，Chris 啊。
我们 a Christmas season， 这是圣诞节哈。Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer， holy wreaths decorate trees， mistletoe
啊，这些东西就是首先 Rudolph and red-nosed deer 就是这个红鼻子的麋鹿啊，这些鹿 reindeer。拉着雪橇那些鹿 ，Holy wreaths， 神圣的花环啊 ，wreaths， 啊，这个 Holy wreaths decorated 还有装饰的树，还有 mistletoe 是这个寄生枝，就是用来就是一种树枝，用来装扮这个圣诞树的一个东西，还有一些 season's greetings 啊，这个过节的一些感恩语。啊，还有 seasonal music， 还有圣诞的歌哈。
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire，
就是 chestnut 是这个一种马啊 ，chestnuts。我们说这个立毛马啊，就是这个 chestnut。那实际上 chestnut 的本意呢是栗子的意思，就是这个我们最喜欢吃的这个非常香的这个栗子哈。他们在火上烤着 ，roasting on an open fire。这是一个圣诞节的习俗 ，and Santa Claus 啊，这个圣诞老人，他都和这个假期这个节日有关。
These all bring warm feelings to those who celebrate it。
他都给带来了非常温暖的感觉，那些庆祝者们。
Why do people think that Christmas is wonderful？
为什么有些人认为圣诞节是那么的美好？当然，我肯定认为是美好了。我相信我父母对我所说的，我没有理由呢去怀疑他们，他们只是在教会我他们父母教他们的东西。
I never questioned the true origin of Christmas. Question the true origin of Christmas
就是质疑圣诞节的真相。
Most never reflect on why they believe what they believe or do what they do.
大部分的人呢，他根本就most never reflect on， 很多人呢对自己的这个一些疑问都是没有反应的，为什么他们相信他们一直在相信的东西，或者是做他们做的事情，也就是说大部分的人呢对自己的日常生活呀这些习俗啊根深蒂固的概念呢没有什么质疑的感觉。
Never reflect on， reflect是一种反应，
那么实际上对某种事物的反应就是一种相当于一种啊，也是叫反应，就是课堂上会说，比如说课堂上的反应，那么这个经常用在教育里面，说 the reflect of the student， 学生的反应啊，这种一种大脑对事物的反应，也可以是对这种概念的反应。
We live in a world filled with customs，
我们生活在一个充满了习俗的世界里面。
But few ever seek to understand their origin.
很少有人呢开始理解他们的起源。我们仅仅是在接受，毫无没有疑问的接受。大部分的人呢，他们基本上呢做这些所有人做的。
Because it's easy and natural.
因为这是简单而且是自然的。那么呢，咱们来小心翼翼的去解释这个 the roots of Christmas. Let's look at what people follow, the custom associated with it.
让我们看看为什么人们这个跟随着圣诞节的这个习俗呢？为什么人开始这个追随这个圣诞节习俗？为什么是12月25号？
是不是 did the early New Testament church keep it?
是这个是不是那个圣约书啊，这个 New Testament 是圣约的意思啊，就是契约， Testament 是契约的意思。这个契约教堂他们定的吗？那么我们以下讲的故事呢会回答这些问题啊，然后呢会画一个非常完美的图片 paint a complete picture。我们避免那些假设，然后来接触这些真相。
Let's avoid all assumptions and only accept what can be proven. The origin of the Christmas tree.
那么圣诞树的起源。没有一本书呢，有关圣诞节的，啊，它是完美的。如果它不介绍这个圣诞树，我们 touch on it without directly focusing on it. 我们已经碰到它了，当我们就根本就没有怎么注意过它，也就是说这个树呢它已经存在了很长时间了，我们都没有怎么仔细去想它为什么存在。
The modern Christmas tree origin in Germany，
这个现代的这个圣诞树呢它起源于德国，但是德国人呢又是从罗马人学来的，那么罗马人是从巴比伦这还有埃及他那儿学来的，
Babylonians and Egyptians。
那么以下的说法 What the Babylonians believe about the origin of the Christmas tree， 那么巴比伦人是怎么相信这个认为这个圣诞树的起源呢？一个非常旧的巴比伦这个预言 Fable 曾经说过一个常青树 An evergreen tree， 这个一年常绿的树哈，它从一个死的树的树墩子里面长了出来
，which sprang out of a dead tree stump。
那么这个老的树墩子呢，它代表着死的 Nimrod。然后这个新的常青树呢，它代表着这个 Nimrod， 它从死又复生了。那么 Nimrod 实际上是一个一个人物哈，叫尼朗姆德，尼姆罗德，他是一个应该是个大力士啊。然后呢，也就是说，这个圣诞树就代表了这个人复活的意思。
Among the Jews, the oak was sacred.
那么在这个 Jews 啊，在这些祭司里面呢，那个这个 oak 是非常的神圣的。就是橡树是非常神圣的啊 ，oak 啊，橡树。咱们在这个埃及里面呢，是这个在埃及里面叫做棕榈树 ，it was the palm。在罗马呢 ，it was the fire， 好像木山的意思啊 ，fire，which
was decorated with red berries during the Saturnalia。
那么就是它是用这个红色的煤来。这个红色的这个煤啊，来就是这个吃的这个煤来装饰的。那么有一个人叫做 Frederick J. Haskin， 他写了一本书叫做 Answer to Question States。Answers to Question 就是他这本书里说到呢，圣诞树是来自于埃及。
Its origin dates from a period long anterior to the Christian era。
那么这个圣诞树是来于埃及，它比这个基督的这个基督教的这个时代呢要早很长时间
a long anterior to
就是早很长时间 anterior 是前的意思。
Did you know this? That the Christmas tree long preceded Christianity.
那你知道这个吗？就是这个圣诞树它早于这个基督教。那么大部分的这个有关圣诞节的方面呢
are not referred to in the Bible，
不是被圣诞那个这个 Bible 叫做这个我们说圣经所提到过的。当然了
the reason that they're not from God，
因为很简单，圣诞树呢不是上帝所倡导的。
They are not part of the way he wants people to worship him，
圣诞树不是一种方法上帝就希望他的子孙们他们的子民们可以用这种方法来进行 崇拜他 ,worship, 啊是崇拜的意思。圣诞树当然但是呢 ,is directly mentioned in the Bible. 等一下哈，我刚刚说错了哈，大部分的圣诞节的方面没有被圣经提过。就是上帝认为的就是圣诞节呢实际上是不好的，上帝不喜欢有些人用这个圣诞节来这个崇拜他。但是呢圣诞树却是被圣经提过，我们把它翻到这个 Jeremiah 第十页。所以呢因此上帝说 says the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. 那么这句话很重要， learn not the way of the heathen 叫做不要学那些异教徒的生活方式。 heathen, H-E-N-T-H-E-N 是异教徒，没有信仰的人。 for the customs of the people are vain, 因为那些人的习俗呢习惯的节日呢是空白的，是没有用的。 vain, for one cuts a tree out of the forest, 那么因为有一个人从森林砍了一棵树，然后这些工人the work of the hands of the workman, 这是工人干的活啊。With the axe, 用这个斧子砍的，然后他们用金银财宝去装饰。They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers. 他们系着他们把他们把这些金银财宝系在上面，用这些钉子和锤子 nails and hammers. That it moves not, 使这个圣诞树不动。They're upright as the palm tree.啊，这个树直立的，就像棕榈树一样。但是呢，这个树不说话。They must needs be born because they cannot go. 他需要别人啊，就是 they must needs be born a 啊，是这个心地狭窄、小心眼的意思。b o r n e 是法语，心地狭窄、小心眼。他they must needs 他们就是这些非常心地狭窄，因为他们无法行走。Be not afraid of them, 但是不要害怕他们。为什么呢？就是说 ,for they cannot do evil, 因为他们无法做邪恶的事。Neither also is it in them to do good. 他们呢也当然无法做好的事情。这个平白的这个解释呢 ,of the modern history tree is clear. 就是解释这个现代圣诞树呢是非常的这个清楚的。那么上帝直接就是开始说这个 as the way of the heathen, 说这个圣诞树是异教徒的做法。Just as directly, 就也是这么直接呢，他命令他的子民们 to learn not the way of that, 不要去学那些异教徒的做法。告诉这些圣诞节这些习俗呢叫做没有用的 vain。然后呢23页还加了一个 remarkable and powerful statement, 还加了一个非常划时代的非常有爆发力的这么一个解释哈。Oh, 上帝 ,Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not himself, 我知道人类的做法身不由己。It is not a man that walks to direct his own steps, 不是人呢指导自己的步伐的。说白了也就是说这些人他们都是不是听自己的在做这些事，他们是就是相信魔鬼了呗。 God must teach people how to live. 上帝必须要教人类怎么活。 Man simply cannot figure out God's way to himself. 人呢是无法自己想明白上帝的心思的。 There is no room in Jeremiah 10 to believe, as some have tried to suggest, that because Jeremiah 无法相信呢，就像有些人试着去证实的一样。但因为这些树呢是没有力量的啊，就是他们无害。It's not really forbidden to have a Christmas tree. 所以呢有一个圣诞树呢也是不被禁止的。上帝指责那些把这异教徒的树立起来的人，用这个直白的这个圣经的命令。哎，就说白了上帝实际上是反对去做圣诞树的啊。实际上上帝也反对圣诞节，但是怎么说呢，圣诞树它圣经里解释的说不能动啊，也不能去说话，也就说白了啊，不能做坏事也不能做好事。好了，那么我给大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢，那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。